You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's so exciting to be back today. It's a little bit noisy here. I'm in one of the reading rooms at Country Music Australia, so in Tamworth. So welcome, everyone. So I'm going to do a reading for everyone today, which a little bit of a collective reading after I do a reading for someone who's going to call in. So I'm really excited about the change, the shift in the energy. So things are actually starting to move now. And I don't know if all of you are starting to feel the energy, the move, the where things have been stuck for some of you for quite some time. It's finally starting to move into a new area, a new energy, and where it could be money coming in, it could be a project that you've been working on for a long time. It is finally starting to move. So, and all right, I've got someone coming in. Let me have a look. I'm all excited. So, okay, Lindsay, and New Hampshire in USA. So let's see. How are you? Hi, Lindsay.
I'm good. How are you?
How are you? I can hear you really clear today, so that's good. I'm sorry if you can hear a little bit of noise in the background. I'm at a country music festival in Tamworth. So, so how my work is, I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll come through and they'll give me the information I need to know. So I'm actually getting a father coming through. And I've also got a grandmother. Yeah, father, if that makes sense. And I've also got a grandmother there as well, like they're both there together. Does that make sense? Now, is there issues around? That's okay. I've got a grandmother and I've got a father with you in spirit that's coming through.
Oh, yes, I do. I do have grandparents in spirit.
Yeah, and they're both a little bit, it's like they didn't believe in this, so they're like, oh, what's happening? And it's totally different to what they believed in and what they learned when they were growing up. And they're a bit funny too, like this grandmother's a real character. And she's talking about, has there been a lot of issues with the family since she passed?
Oh, major she's talking issues,
about. Yeah, she's talking about the family's all kind of fallen apart since she passed away. And she's talking about where she's quite devastated about that because family was everything to her and she kind of kept everyone together. Does that make sense?
She did keep everybody together, now, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, she's talking about, have you had relationship issues?
Yes, I have.
Has there been a problem and she's talking about where she's been supported. She's been around you and supporting you in this. And she's talking about, has this come to an end? It's almost like you're not sure if it's all over or not. Does it make sense?
I'm sorry, say the end of it again? That she's what is it?
Like you're not, she's saying you're not sure if it's all over or where it was kind of starting and then ending and then starting again. Does that make sense?
No, that's 100% right. Yes.
And where you just don't know where you stand in the situation.
It's unknown.
Yeah, and she's talking about where you need to put yourself in, like make yourself more important. Does that make sense? It's almost like everything's on this person's terms, and where what you want is really not involved. Does that make sense?
100%.
And she's saying you really need to make yourself more important. And I feel like as you make yourself more important, this person may not be so interested any longer. Okay. It's almost like where they want you to not really be important. It's all about them. And they're talking about where you really need to start making yourself more important. Does that make sense? Yeah,
yes,
I do feel like, and I do feel like there's love coming and in the future, but it's someone who kind of puts you on a pedestal and someone who really, really dotes on you and makes you the most important person in their life. And I feel like this would be once you do a little bit of work on yourself and make yourself really, really important. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. They're also talking about where there's like misconstrued with words too. It's like things are turned around. Where you bring up you bring up an issue, but it comes back and they turn it back onto you. Yeah, and you can't be with someone like that. So I hope that helps, love. Yeah, but I just feel like this is a big shift and you just know that you're going to find the right person and you deserve to be someone's princess and to be treated the right way.
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay, I hope that helps, love. Do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you. No, I don't. Okay. I'm just pacing a day at a time.
Yeah, well, it was lovely to meet you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me. See ya.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Bye. Okay, I've just got another question from someone who emailed me, and I've got a question from Kim from Australia, and it's will I sell my business or will I pick up? And I actually feel like you will sell your business, is she? And I also feel like it will kind of pick up so you can actually sell your business where people where it will look good to be able to be sold as well. I just feel like there's it's almost like there's going to be not just a sale of a business, but there's going to be a sale of a house. There's a few things that are going to happen and it's going to really, really be positive for you. So okay, so thank you everyone for tonight, and I'm in Australia, so in Tamworth, usually from Cootamundra. So I've been seeing spirit since I was 4 years old, and you can subscribe to Spirit Club International. It's a learning center where you can join us on Zoom on a Monday night at 7:30 Australian time, and I'm not really Sydney time. I'm not really sure what time it is on in America. I'm sorry, I should have looked that up. But or you can also join and you can get daily tutorials. So you can have a look at Medium Donna Young, and you can just go to my subscription page and have a look and see. It's $29.99 per month. Or it's for American, I think it's $19. So it's and you can get tutorials, or you can ask any spiritual questions, and you can receive also discounts to retreats and different things. So it's always changing. There's always something new. So I've just also got a spiritual question that was asked the other day, and people were asking me, there was a little bit of a chat that I got caught with it, and they were asking if our loved ones are around us always, and yes, they are. And they were asking how they can be at their sister's house or at our house, or if they've gone to another lifetime. Well, our souls are very, very busy. So our souls break up into little pieces, so they can go to past lives, they can go to this lifetime, they can go to your sisters, they can be with us. They're all over the place, and not only with our loved ones, but with us as well. So a lot of us astro travel a lot in our sleep. We go to one lifetime to another. We're all over the place. We're very, very busy. And we also take a lot of our past lives into this lifetime. So there's some things that you may just know and understand and not really know how you understand it. But a lot of the time it's just from knowing it really well in the past life, or it could be just from channeling as well. A lot of us channel most of our life and we don't even know that we do it. So and when I used to drive the trucks in the tunnels in Sydney, my grandfather used to come through. So when all the boys would break down in their trucks, he'd tell me how to fix them and then off they'd go. So a lot of us channel and we just don't even realise we do it for a very long time. So thank you, everyone. It's been a great night and I hope I answered the questions for Lindsay and for Kim. And have a great night and or day, depending where you are. So keep tuned. I'm on every week the same time and I love to receive questions from anywhere. You can send me messages on Facebook or you can even email me at medium.young.com.au. You can send a message through then. So have a great night and I will see you all again next week at the same time. So I'll get back to reading at Country Music Festival in Tamworth. So hope to all see you there next year as well. So it's a great place with many different artists, music artists from all over the world. So I even brought through a few music artists over the last few days, so that have passed away. So have a great day. See you all later.